welcome back into another episode of the 920 Show. We will be taking you through some fun news that has been going on around Green Bay, some events coming up, and then we have a very special guest from the Botanical Garden. So we'll learn a little bit more about their current exhibits and different ways you can use the garden. So stay tuned for that.
Fun, fun.
Yes, ma'am. but first, let's see what's been going on in Green Bay. So there are some new apartments Ainsley and I got to look at. That was fun. That feels like a while ago. I feel time is flying.
I know, really.
This summer is just going by so fast.
It is.
But the four at the Rail Yard are some new apartments that opened up downtown Green Bay on Broadway. So if you are looking to relocate to the area, check those out. They're really nice.
Yeah, they're very nice apartments. Very spacious, modern.
Yeah, and they had like co-working spaces and it was cool.
Very cute. It.
Something else really fun that happened for us internally was we got a new mural in our store. So we have a little merch store at the visitor center. Yes. It is called the 920 Shop. And there is...
Be sure to stop in.
Yeah, stop in. Look at... there's, you know, t-shirts, crew necks, stickers, postcards, hats, all that good stuff.
Yes, very all fun Green Bay
Green
stuff.
Bay themed.
Yes.
And we just got Bo Thomas's Green Bay mural wrapped on the back of it. So that was really fun and cute. So our store now feels like it's coming together. Mm-hmm. Our visitor center manager, Hannah, has worked so hard on it. So definitely come check it out. Kitsune Khan was here at the KI Convention Center this past weekend, and that was a huge success. They loved being in Green Bay and kind of exploring, so that was fun. Also had the 10th anniversary PWBA, Professional Women's Bowling Association, anniversary open in Green Bay. And Josie Barnes won, and that was her sixth career title. So that was super cool. They wrapped that up last night at the Rush Center, which last night I say is we're shooting this on July 14th, but that was on Sunday. And they had a record-breaking, over 6,500 fans were there at the Rush Center. And it was also the kickoff to Junior Gold competitions, so that is youth bowling. And they will be going all week long at different alleys in Green Bay. So go check them out. All right. And now we will move into some events coming up. Ainsley, you got anything good?
As per usual, guys, farmers markets, check them out. You can check them out on our website, greenbay.com/events. We have all of the markets listed on there. So check those out.
And we also have, including like going off of the markets, we have a lot of free things on the events calendar that I'm seeing. Lots of, you know, live music and exercise classes at Titletown. So definitely go and check that out. It's always good to get out to some free programming. I mean, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I'm seeing city band concerts in St. James Park. Like that is so fun.
That's so fun. Another fun event that I see on here is Nature's Playground at UWGB on July 17th from 5:30 to 7:30. It looks like you can, it's kind of like crafting with nature, honestly.
Ooh.
So that looks fun. Flower stamping, quills, frames, rocks. That sounds really cool and fun for the whole family. So be sure to check that out if you're into crafting.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Speaking of crafts, I'm seeing an oil and wax workshop, painting workshop on July 18th and July 25th.
Nice.
And that is at Urban Cultural Arts and Events Center. So if you're looking to do a little painting hands-on workshop, open to all skill levels, check that out.
Very fun. So a big event that we have on July 19th and the 20th is Art Fest, and that will be downtown.
Yes.
That one's always really fun. So you can experience interactive art, take part in the color run, which I've done like years ago. So much fun.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. You get like different food trucks, live music. So be sure to go check that one out. That one's always really fun.
Yes. Love that. The Green Bay Packers 5K run and walk is on July 19th.
Nice.
That is always a fun one. It's prevented by Amplify Health. And it is, you start at Lombardi Avenue and you run through side streets of Green Bay. And then you also run around the rubber track of Lambeau Field.
Cool.
So that is super fun, especially for Packer fans. You know, if you're in the area and you want to really experience Lambo and get your heart rate up, check that out.
Yeah. Another cool one is the Sweet Stroll on Broadway, and that will be on July 19th from 1 to 5. It looks like their first annual Sweet Stroll. Yes. So very cool. Similar to the Wine Walk that's in the winter. Looks like there will be 10 different shops on the Broadway district that will have different desserts, candies, all the goodies.
Fun.
So that sounds like such a fun time for all of those that have sweet tooths.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun one. I like that. We also have another Titletown concert. So Titletown Beats featuring Jesse McCartney is
Let's go. So fun.
That is on July 19th. And that will pre-concert activities start at 5:30, and then Jesse McCartney takes the stage at 8 p.m. So
I'm leaving. Never come back again.
What was the other song he sang? Wait, the "You're Beautiful Soul," wasn't it that one?
I think so. Wait, do I? I don't even know if I know. I know "Leaving" for sure. That one's a banger.
Yeah, it is by Jesse McCartney, "Beautiful Soul." That was the only one I.
Oh yeah, I don't want another pretty face.
The crowd's gonna go crazy for that one.
Yes, that's so fun. Cool. We definitely have a lot of good events coming up.
Yeah, and Nights on the Fox also is started up. So those are those concerts on the water at St. Norbert College. So that's always a fun time to be, you know, right on the water, similar to Fridays on the Fox in Green Bay. So check that out. One last one that is super exciting is the first Green Bay Packers practice is kicking off. So definitely go to Packers and check out their practice schedule to get all the dates and times. But there will be a practice on July 23rd. So that'll be super fun to get out and see the Packers practice.
Absolutely.
And ride your bikes and do all the things. So
kick off the season.
Yep. All right, well, stay tuned for the interview portion, and we will see you next time. And welcome into the interview portion of the 920 Show. We are here with a very special guest, Linda Gutsky. She is the Director of Education for the Green Bay Botanical Garden. So thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Excited to have you here.
Talking all things botanical gardens. So kind of kick it off. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved with the garden, and kind of your journey.
Well, so I am in environmental education, and I've been with the garden for almost 10 years now. And so back when I was just trying to figure out what I wanted to do and where I wanted to be when I grow up, I'm not from Green Bay, but I'm from just north of here. So Green Bay was always kind of felt like home. And so when I saw the position open up at the garden, I thought, well, that could be a cool place to be.
Absolutely.
And at that time, you know, I was like a lot of people in the area. I had been there for a wedding, and I had been there for the WPS Garden of Lights.
Yeah.
And beyond that, I hadn't really been there, I'm ashamed to say. And then I got there and went, oh my gosh, this place is amazing. And I remember the first summer just thinking every time I walked outside, something new was blooming, something new was beautiful.
Yeah.
And it was just a really cool experience my first summer. And now, of course, I can't stop raving about it.
So
I've been working in education at the garden for that whole time, whether that's with kids leading field trips, with adults teaching classes, or finding cool people in the community to teach for us. And I even have a hand in bringing in some of the exhibits that have been at the garden as well.
Oh, very cool.
That is amazing. I love it. And what a fun place to work. I feel like I would just like always want to like walk around outside.
I know, lunch breaks must be really nice.
Yes, yes, they are. And I love it. Our presidents have always been very supportive of that. Get out into the garden. See what's happening. Be a part of this beautiful space.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Can you walk us through some of your events happening this summer into fall and programming and things going on?
Definitely. So this summer, I mentioned exhibits. We do have our Wash to Shore exhibit, Art to Save the Sea. And so from now until early September, that exhibit is 9 sculptures spread throughout the garden, all made out of plastics reclaimed from the Pacific Ocean. So it's a really interesting experience to see them, because you walk up to them and you go, whoa, these are amazing. And then you start noticing the flip-flops and the shotgun shells and the toothbrushes, you know, these everyday items that have created this, that have been found from the ocean and just from a small section of it. So you may think, well, we don't have an ocean here in Green Bay. Yeah. But we do have the amazing Great Lakes, the Bay of Green Bay, and a lot of water in our region. And so for us at the Garden, bringing exhibits is really about what is the educational piece? Mm-hmm. How can we bring awareness for the community of different things that these exhibits bring to light? And so Washashore is, it's really amazing. They are all animal advocates. So there's Stanley the Sturgeon to really connect us back to the area. But then there's an adorable otter. There's a sea lion. There's a giant jellyfish. So that's really wonderful. Yeah. And that's just that's included with admission. So anytime you come to the garden from now until early September, you'll be able to see that exhibit.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Then in terms of some of our special events, you know, summer is the time for outdoor concerts and we've got them at the garden.
Yes.
And on select Thursday nights, we have more regional and local artists, and that for our members is included with membership. So that's a really great perk for them. Yeah. And for everyone else, it's just the cost of admission. So it's nothing really extra than just visiting the garden. But on one Friday a month, we do also have some bigger acts that come in. So we still have, we're done with our July concert now, but in August and September, we've got a couple larger acts coming in for that. So that's
very cool.
Those are fun nights at the garden, especially in September. That's our Brews, Bistros, and Bonfires. And so there are all of those things. We, you know, we pull in a number of the local breweries to give out samples. We've got bonfires going, and then there's other food samples too, with the music. So that's a lot of fun.
Sounds that like a cute little cozy vibe.
Yeah. Love that.
And you're kind of answering my next question. I was going to say, so how does the garden tie in, you know, local community and organizations, musicians, artists, and I know you're talking about brewery. And so you're very involved in the community. Talk about that.
Yeah, we certainly want to be because we are a 100% community supported nonprofit. We're not part of the city. We're not part of the state. We are here because the community gives to us and enables us to be here and wants to spend time with us. And we want to give back too. And we want to be you know, part of that fabric of the community.
Right.
So not only enabling local artists to perform in our amazing amphitheater, we do weddings. So folks celebrate all milestones of life. It's not just the weddings. It's the birthday parties. Yeah. It's the celebrations of life. It's really all ages and stages can find a place at the garden.
That's very cool.
Then beyond that, we just actually were excited if you haven't visited the garden or even if you want to kind of learn a little bit more about it, we launched an app this year that we've, you know, apps are popular, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
It's something we've been thinking about for a long time.
Yeah.
And we were finally able to make that happen this summer. So we're excited to be able to offer that to the community too. So when you come in, you may not be able to have a guided tour with one of our educators or a horticulturist, but you can still get to learn a little bit more of the behind the scenes.
Oh, cool.
That's I love that.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
For sure. So I know you were kind of talking about weddings, birthday parties.
Yeah.
So what other types of events do people typically host at the garden?
So both of those, of course, we have, I think, a handful or so of wedding sites, both for ceremonies and receptions.
Awesome.
Then a few different spots for birthday parties, for wedding showers, corporate events. We get a number of organizations that, you know, want to just step outside of their walls and come to the garden.
Yeah.
And whether they're using a meeting space or getting out in the garden to just explore and have some team building together, those are options at the garden. Then we've got folks that are having their bridal showers and their baby showers. So and even honestly, family reunions, really anything you need a space for, to have a party for, to have a gathering.
Yeah.
You can make
find
it
that
work.
Space at the garden.
That's awesome. That's amazing. So what makes it such a popular wedding venue? Like what makes it attractive to couples?
The beauty. It's just so gorgeous. And
absolutely.
There are different sorts of beauty throughout the garden too. If you want more of a woodsy theme, we can provide that for you. If you want some beautiful blooms, that's there.
Yeah.
If you want to have your outdoor reception under a tent, we've got that option. Or you can go inside. So I think just the versatility of it
that's awesome.
we, of course, mostly do them in the summer. But mm-hmm. if you want a winter wedding out at the garden, we can certainly make that happen for you, too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It'd be cool in the Christmas lights.
Yes. We get a lot of proposals during the Christmas.
Yeah, I love it. That's
so fun. That's so cool. You guys get to, like, experience all of that. You know?
Yeah.
Like, all walks of life. Like, just different type of, like milestones, like you said earlier, too. So... Mm-hmm. And what tips would you have for couples or event planners that are looking to book their space with you guys?
I reach out early, of course, to see. Come and take a tour. We have, you know, our wedding planners are amazing at the garden. And, of course, we provide the space. We provide the chairs. We don't provide everything, but we have amazing partners that we can connect you with. So don't be afraid to ask those questions about who in town, you know, really works well with the garden. Going back to your question before about how we work with the community, we try to connect those folks with.
Yeah.
All of those different options too. So while we may only provide a portion of it, we've got those connections to other people, to our wedding staff are just amazing.
That's awesome.
Let's see. Those are probably the main ones. And just think outside of the box and think.
Yeah. It seems very customizable to whatever you want, which is nice.
Yeah. We try to be definitely.
And it's nice that you have all those connections too. So it's not so stressful for the couple to go out and like find different vendors and stuff too. So.
Yeah. And we're at the wedding show. So if you're at, shows are coming up, come look at it, look for us there too and get to talk to some of our folks.
Oh, nice.
There you go. Yeah.
So kind of switching over to, you know, the education experience. Can you tell us more about the educational side of the garden, you know, programming, who are the programs for, what do they include, that type of thing?
Yeah. So we have youth and adult programming. During the summertime, most of our family programming and youth programming is more drop-in because we know that it's hard for families to plan a specific time and date. And you don't know how the kids are going to I've got kids of my own. It's hard to do. And so we like to be able to offer things on a regular basis that folks can drop into. In the summertime, we offer our story time on Tuesdays and Fridays from 10 to 10:30, where, again, folks can just drop in, hear some stories in the garden out in our new Bell Children's Garden. So if you haven't been out to see our new children's garden,
It's amazing. It is
phenomenal. It opened just over 2 years ago. We took our children's garden from 1/2 acre to 2.5 acres. There are splash pads, there's trampolines, there's slides, there's caves. There's so many things to really spark wonder in your children, in your family, spark cool conversations about what does that look like? Or what could that be? Or why is there a giant bird statue right here? So we try to center some of our youth programming around the children's garden. But we also know that just coming and hanging out in the children's garden space, bring your picnic lunch, bring your swimsuits, plan to spend the day. You really can. And then you can explore the rest of the garden at the same time.
Yeah, that's so fun.
We, during the summer, again, put out our discovery boxes. So those are little activity bins that are spread throughout the garden. So as you're on your way down to the children's garden, maybe mom or dad want to check out some flowers and the kids can play a game while they're doing it.
Yeah.
And the adults love them too. So
Yeah, you guys have like thought of everything.
Literally,
We certainly try. And then there are a few other drop-in programs throughout the week. But for our adults, we do a number of adult classes.
Okay.
And so that's where we partner, again, with more folks from the community that have amazing talents. And whether it's a crafting class, a gardening class, a cooking class, those are more targeted, again, towards our adult audience, those one-off classes for the community. And those, we don't do quite as many in the summer, but once the fall starts ramping back up, and especially in the winter when you're looking for an outlet.
Something to do,
Come out to the garden and even come take a walk through the garden then too, because we're still a nice outdoor space, even in the winter time to enjoy outside.
Yeah, nice and paved trails. And
love it.
And, you know, with the school year and fall starting, you know, is there opportunity for field trips as well?
Yes, there are definitely. We see the majority of our field trips in the springtime from mid-April into, you know, through the end of the year. But fall is a spectacular time to come out. It just, everything's in bloom. There's so many seeds from my nerdy, you know, teacher side.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can teach you so much in the fall. You can see so much of it. So yes, we take field trips through about mid-October.
Okay.
Because then we have to start, our horticulture team has to start putting the garden to bed.
Yeah. Okay.
And of course, then we're leading into our WPS Garden of Lights season, and that is all getting put out at that time too.
Yeah. And for anyone that wants to, you know, help out at the garden, is there volunteer opportunities?
There are many volunteer opportunities. Yes, thank you for asking about that. We have over 500 volunteers throughout the year. Wow. Now, sometimes that's just one person at a concert serving popcorn one time. Other times it's people that they come every Tuesday to help water and weed.
Awesome.
And so we like to say that you can come volunteer at the garden with no green thumb required, because certainly we can find a spot for you. If education is your side or where you fit in, we have opportunities in youth and adult education. If you want to help park cars, which honestly is one of my favorites.
Okay.
Yeah. You wear the vest, you've got the wands, you're like, nope, you can't
You're so powerful.
That's kind of fun,
It's fun. It's fun out there. I enjoy it. But that's an important part of the events that we do, making sure that people get in safely and get out safely. So a lot of different opportunities to volunteer as well.
Nice. Oh, that's perfect. So I know you were talking a little bit about the Washed Ashore exhibit. Are there any other highlights or any other cool things that they can expect to see at the garden right now?
Washed Ashore is the main thing that is maybe a little different than you've seen in the past, but our blooms, of course, are just spectacular.
Of course,
and our horticulture team really does an amazing job, as long as Mother Nature cooperates, of course, of having something new blooming all the time. So in July, I would say the showstoppers are our daylilies, where we have over 400 varieties. And daylilies only bloom for 24 hours, their flower, but they put out so many that you don't, it doesn't seem like they're just out for a day.
Wow.
So those are really cool to see in April, or April, my goodness. In August, our roses, they will resurge. And so we've got long stem roses. We have landscape roses. Those are really wonderful to see. We have hosta collections and dwarf conifer collections. And I think just, so many amazing blooms.
For sure.
Yeah. And then you start looking at them and you go, oh, there's a little tree frog inside this lily, which is just so much fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have like a favorite spot or like an underrated spot that you think more people should stop by?
The place I like to stop when I'm leading group tours, because people don't get to it, is our Memorial Grove. And it's kind of tucked away. It's just, it's so peaceful and serene. And if you're really looking for a place to just stop for a moment, to take a breath, to recenter yourself, it has a beautiful sculpture that's an infinity. And it has the, it's a Bible verse, but it's also a song from the Doors that, you know, for every time there's a season, for every
Awesome.
I don't know it very well, but but it's inscripted in there, and I find it to be a really peaceful place. And so I try to point that out to everybody when I'm taking people around.
That is so nice.
I need to get out there more.
I know.
It sounds like I could live out there.
That's awesome. And, you know, people do plan their trips ahead as they're listening. So let's talk a little bit about the holiday lights, winter planning.
Yes, definitely.
So for someone that's literally never heard of it.
Sure.
Kind of break it down what it's like.
Yeah. So our WPS Garden of Lights is a botanically themed light show. And it always kicks off the Friday after Thanksgiving. So this year that is November 28th.
Okay.
And then it's in general Thursdays through Sundays after that time. And then a few days during the week after Christmas as well. But you come, you walk through the garden in the evening. It's all lit up. It is a one-way path. You have the option, if you would like, for half of it to take a horse-drawn carriage ride through it. And then if you decide, you know, I want to walk that portion too, you can.
For sure.
There, some of the displays are set to music. We've got Coco, we've got interactive pieces as well, where you can actually, you know, touch some of the lights or stomp on some of the lights so that you can be a part of the show, which is really wonderful.
Yeah, that's so fun.
If you want to see Santa while you're there, before Christmas, of course, because after Santa goes back to the North Pole. But Santa is there for pictures and visiting. We've got the Green Bay Model Railroaders Club is there as well with their train, which is always fun to watch going around. And if you do want to celebrate something special, like a proposal, mm-hmm. that is an option as well. And our team can help you set that up and help you make it really special too. Oh,
that's so fun. Yeah. I love it.
I know my favorite is probably like the tunnel that like you go.
Yes. That it's a caterpillar in yeah. case you didn't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yes. Beautiful light tunnel.
Yes. Or this last winter it was like out in like the big, it was like, I don't know if it was like water or it was like grass.
Oh yeah, like the light show?
Yes. The spotlights.
Yes. I love those. That's set to music.
That was usually, really fun.
Yes, that's a newer one. That's only been there, I think last winter was maybe its third winter, but that has mm-hmm. become one of my yeah. favorite spots too.
We sit out there for like 20
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah. It's great to listen to all the songs.
Yeah.
And our team really tries to add something new every year. So yeah, while fun. Yes, there are the same displays
yeah.
and we move them around the garden, we mm-hmm. put them in different configurations mm-hmm. and then we add something new every year too.
Yeah. That's fun. Switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And
that was going to be my next question kind of is how has the Garden of Lights evolved? So, like from start to finish, I mean, how mm-hmm. has it kind of come to where it is now?
So we've been doing the Garden of Lights. We're coming up on 30 years soon. We're not quite there. I think this might be our 29th year.
Okay.
Wow. And we have more than 40 nature themed displays and over 350,000 twinkling lights.
That is amazing.
So yeah. Yes, we have, I would say, sometimes it feels like half of our visitors throughout the year come to Garden of Lights and don't mm-hmm. realize what we are outside of that.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's great to get this opportunity to talk about the blooms and the concerts and yes. all of the other opportunities. But, mm-hmm. You know, I've been there for 10 years. And mm-hmm. so we've added more than 10, I would say,
yeah.
display mm-hmm. is, because some years we had two or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine what it was before that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that is awesome.
You know, part of what we do at the garden is also trying to be sustainable and trying to mm-hmm. really care for the environment. And so part of that is evolving from those incandescent lights to yep. LED lights
yeah.
and to really making sure that we're walking the walk and not mm-hmm. just talking it.
Yeah.
That ties into Wash to Shore as well and all yeah. the exhibits that we bring in. And so for WPS Garden of Lights,
mm-hmm.
we're conscious of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're the land that we're on, we lease from NWTC, Northeast mm-hmm. Wisconsin Technical College.
Yeah.
So we work with their students to make some of our displays. They're welding students, wow. put some of them together. We have volunteers that help us replace lights or that make mm-hmm. things for us as
That's
well.
Awesome.
And so it's a community event for the community to go to,
yes.
but also for the community to be a part of and to
right.
make happen and volunteers help us set it up too.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love the educational aspect too, that the students get to help and
yeah.
stuff. That's really cool.
For sure.
It's awesome.
So we're going to transition to some Green Bay favorites.
Okay.
Do you have any favorite spots in town? Let's start with food.
Food. Oh my gosh. I love going to Margaritas for Mexican.
Yes.
Their margarita yep. dip is
the
just
best.
Yes.
So good.
Yes. Playa's Kitchen mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. the, I love pad thai. So
yes,
me
too.
Love to go there for pad thai.
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh. Kavarna for a coffee shop.
Ooh,
I just really enjoy the vibe in Kavarna.
Yeah.
And I love the different options they have if you're vegan or vegetarian or anything like that.
There's so much seating there too,
there
which is nice. Yeah.
Yes. I love to just go and work there sometimes.
Absolutely.
Or just be in a different space.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But also on the cafes, I love going to the Grounded Cafe and the ADRC as well.
Yeah,
because it's just
gem.
Such a cool mission and a cool
mm-hmm. yes.
way to do a cafe a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Those were good
ones.
Yeah,
those were really good ones. Yeah. What about like a fun night out?
Oh, a fun night out. I love checking out what's at the Meyer Theater.
Yes.
I haven't yet been to the Tarleton, but I really want to get to the Tarleton.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because they've had some fun and unique shows.
They do, yes.
So I do really want to check them out. I love just getting to other places for concerts, too.
Mm-hmm.
And not only the garden, but let's see, where else have I gone? I don't know if St. Norbert does the Nights on the Fox
anymore. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
It starts
soon.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm also a St. Norbert alum. And
yeah,
so
me too.
It's fun to get out there
and
see that campus in another way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm an outdoorsy person, so I love going hiking.
Awesome.
UW Green Bay Arboretum.
Yeah.
Barkhausen is a wonderful place to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So those many good, good ones.
Yeah, you got yeah. some good recs.
Okay, yes. Good. Awesome.
So if someone were planning a weekend trip to Green Bay, what's one thing you'd tell them not to miss besides the botanical garden?
Oh, gosh, that's so hard.
I know. I feel like it's so
There's
many.
So much. Yeah. yeah. I would say walking down along the river.
Yeah.
Kind of down, mm-hmm. yeah, in that so area. Beautiful. Friday nights on the Fox.
Yeah, on is City going Deck. On. Yeah.
yeah, City Deck. Thank mm-hmm. you. That's yep. what I was thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah.
and the Fox River Trail and just kind of mm-hmm. taking that in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful area.
So beautiful. And then last question, favorite season in Green Bay and why?
I love the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love the fall. Not only is the garden beautiful in the fall, but I love the pumpkin patches.
Yes.
I love the cozy nights.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Sitting by a bonfire mm-hmm. at home and just the changing of the leaves and the beauty yes. that comes with yeah. that as well. So fall, this has always been my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Fall yeah, is so fall pretty is at the garden.
Best. Yeah.
yeah. yeah. fall. Awesome. Great. Well, where can they find Green Bay Botanical Gardens? Your website, social media?
Yes. Yes. Website, of course, will have all the information you need. Mm-hmm. That is pretty simple. GBBG.org, just like Green Bay Botanical Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, we've got an amazing social media person. So they're in our mm-hmm. horticulture team. You'll get to see the behind the scenes of
Ooh,
some of them, both
go.
I would say on Reels and on TikTok. So it's fun to see those videos that they're doing to really get in the inside scoop of what horticulture is like yeah, at the garden.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is so fun. I love it. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And you can find us on all platforms at Discover Green Bay. And except for X, it is Discover GRNBAY. We have some fun itineraries on greenbay.com/blog, and all of our events are greenbay.com/events. So thank you so much for joining us, Linda. We really appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you.